Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Monday, 13th July 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. What are the key themes at the start of the week for the FX financial markets?
Well, I do sense we're kind of heading in possibly to the summer lull, the quiet period of July and August. And I think that's one of the kind of themes, if you like, that I think is important. And that is the kind of low levels of liquidity and high potential volatility that often comes during this period of time. And I think that is something for the markets to consider during this period. So we've done some analysis looking at, for example, the seasonal patterns of the VIX index. And what we see looking back over a 20-year period is that the low point for the VIX index on average over that 20-year period was in week 27, which was last week. And then you go through this period of a notable uptick in levels of volatility. And that coincides with this kind of period of low liquidity during the summer trading sessions. And, you know, the history does indicate that crises very often tend to happen around these periods of time. And, you know, looking back, we had the US-China trade tensions last year, which caused a correction in the equity markets in August 2019. We had the Turkey crisis in 2018 in the summer. The China devaluation of CNY was in August 2015. The Eurozone debt crisis was at its worst point in the summer of 2011. The collapse of Lehman's, of course, was September 2008. The money market freezing up the year before was in July-August 2007. We had the LTCM collapse back in 1998 during August-September. And of course, the Asian financial crisis in 1997 was a summer event as well. So, you know, the history of financial markets tells you that, yes, we're going into this kind of low level of volatility and liquidity. But very often, if there is an event that could be triggered, it very often can be during this period of time, and that causes this kind of upturn in financial market volatility, corrections in equity markets, which obviously has implications for the FX markets as well. MUFG have done some work with Mosaic Smart Data and CLS to analyze levels, volumes, liquidity in FX markets, and their analysis tells us that spreads remain considerably wider than the pre-COVID levels, and liquidity is still has not returned back to pre-COVID levels. So we're going into this low level of liquidity, summer low levels of liquidity during the summer period, when liquidity was already is already low because of COVID. So there are some dangers and risks there in terms of outsized moves to some kind of event that could be triggered over the next 6 to 8 weeks. So that's something to watch out for, and it could obviously result in some rebound for the US dollar if it coincided with a correction lower in equity markets.
And is there anything else we should look out for as this week unfolds, Derek?
There's no obvious kind of market events. We have quite a bit of data from the UK, for example, so that's something to watch out for, given the fact that yields in the UK continue to go more negative. And I think that definitely has implications for the pound, potentially, if we had another week of disappointing economic data. But another interesting event is the Alabama Republican primary for the Senate seat. And we have Jeff Sessions trying to unseat, trying to beat the favoured candidate. And of course, we've had this conflict between Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is very much supporting his opponent, Tommy Tuberville is his name. It's not a huge political event, but it will give an interesting gauge in a hard Republican state as to the potential damage that has been done by the escalation of COVID across southern states, and whether or not Donald Trump's influence against Jeff Sessions will be as evident as you would expect. And in other words, if Jeff Sessions was to do better than expected, he'd probably still lose. But if he was to do better than expected, it would be an indication of the declining support for President Trump and the implications of COVID. And I do think the whole focus of the markets towards the election on the 3rd of November is beginning to pick up. And certainly at the end of this summer period of possible quietness, going into September, obviously we're getting very close to election time. And I do expect over the coming weeks and months for a real pickup in focus on US politics. And that, I think, has significance for the markets, because, of course, the polls at the moment are indicating that this election is now Biden's to lose. And there's even now a considerable probability priced for a clean sweep for the Democrats. So if you look at Predictit, which measures probability of events, and one of the indicators is the probability of the Democrats winning the Senate, which is the most kind of balanced of the House and the Senate. There's a 63% probability now of a Democrat win in the Senate. And then, of course, a Biden White House win and maintaining the House would have the Democrats in full control. And that brings forward real need for the markets to consider more seriously the policies of Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden last week announced his industrial policy plan. And part of that was this commitment to procurement and purchases of up to $400 billion of domestically produced products. And, you know, that's certainly a progressive policy. It's certainly something to support more of the left side of the party. And there is, of course, the tax implications. He's committed to raising corporate tax from 21% back to 28%. Taxes on earners earning over $400,000 would go back to the high rate pre-Trump. So it's certainly tax rises as part of that. And when you consider the outperformance of the US equity markets relative to the other major equity markets globally, it's been absolutely huge. You know, the S&P 500 is up 49% during the Trump presidency. That compares to, you know, gains of 13% for the Japanese markets. The DAX is up 20% and the CAC 40 is up 11%. The FTSE 250 is unchanged over the Trump presidency. So there's been a huge outperformance of the US equity markets, and that could reverse to some degree. And we could start to see that outperformance narrow going forward as the markets begin to price in the prospects of a Biden presidency. So I think that's something that could have implications for the markets over the coming months.
And finally, Derek, what trade ideas are your research desk highlighting this week?
Yeah, trade recommendations have been a bit more difficult of late. You know, we're the markets are consolidating, risk appetite is still quite positive, but the big moves in equities is done. And you know, we did quite well during the high volatility period when COVID was at its worst. But as I said, it's been a bit more difficult of late. But we were assuming, despite what I said at the beginning, and of course there is a risk of an event resulting in an outsized move if we get a correction in equities, for example, that would lift the dollar. But assuming we remain in the conditions that we've had over the last couple of weeks, the preference would be to sell the US dollar. So we've put out a trade recommendation to sell the US dollar versus the Swedish krona, which would be a classic currency that would continue to perform well. Technically, we're at an important level in dollar stocky If we break below where we are today, that would certainly be an indication of potentially more to go to the downside on dollars, Swedish krona. So that's the trade we're looking at this week. And we're assuming those favorable financial market conditions will continue over the short term.
All right. Thanks very much, Derek. Have a good week and speak to you soon.
Thank you, Una, and you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.